It's 66 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check the commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Brian.
Well, what are we seeing, especially with those USDA export reports here today?
The corn exports were really pretty darn decent. Both old and new crop sales came in above expectations. I thought it was interesting, too, Brian, that the Milo bookings were well ahead of what we've been seeing. Those have been pretty puny since China pulled out of that market big time. The corn market is up a little bit, up anywhere from about 3 cents to 2 cents. And one thing that I did notice is that the CIF basis on corn has weakened some, which suggests to me that the Gulf has been able to book some corn for delivery against those large shipments that are expected into the middle part of July. That's usually a time period that South America is supplying corn to the market, but of course, with their production problems, a lot of that business has come back to the U.S. On the soybean side of things, we had rather lackluster export bookings, 7.8 million bushel of old crop, and just a hair on the new crop. Again, heavy farmer selling on the rally this week. Processors are said to be covered for about 6 weeks now with their beans. I think the big question is going to be whether there's a squeeze on this meal. The May grain contracts do go off the board tomorrow at noon. Open interest in May meal is still over 650 contracts, and that market's been just smoking hot. We've been up in about 10 weeks' time. We've been up $100 a ton in meal. Interestingly, the volatility in meal and beans both has gone from just extremely low to extremely high. I noticed today that $19 November bean calls were trading around 9¾ cents. It just, you know, that's just amazing when you look at $15 calls being more than $4 out of the money. The wheat market did see a little bit firmer basis. The wheat is trading 3 to 4 cents higher today, probably a non-event there. On the livestock side of things, Brian, packers really short bought this cattle, but they're not willing to push the market much higher. We've had really a pretty straight-up move in the cattle over the last week and a half's time, and we met a lot of upside objectives when that nearby June cattle went up to 123.80. We're trading right now about 35 cents higher, 123.17. Back months are down just a hair. But the feeder cattle have started to weaken some and had a break in the feeder cattle late in the day yesterday. Probably see more downside there today. The hog market looks a little stronger. We continue to find awfully good support anytime that June hogs go down around that $83 area. So that's looking pretty good. On the outside markets, we've got the crude oil just a hair higher, up about 33 cents. We've got the metals a little stronger this morning. But we've seen the dollar index move all over the place over the last week's time, and it's just up just a hair, but trading in this 94 range on the high side. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that update here on this Thursday morning. Let's take a look at the forecast here at 8:59. We're at 67 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly this morning. A high of 72 degrees. West winds 5 to 15. Mostly clear, cooler tonight, the low 50 degrees. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, the high 69 degrees. Rain likely tomorrow night, perhaps a thunderstorm, the low 44. It'll be cool for the day on Saturday. Mostly sunny skies and a high of just 54 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.